Welcome. This is James Corbett of CorbettReport.com.
And this is James Evan Pilato of MediaMonarchy.com, and we welcome you back to the penultimate episode of 2012 for New World Next Week, which, of course, you can find everything you need at NewWorldNextWeek.com. James, I think we'll sort of pick up this week in a way where we left off last week, talking about sort of federal overreach here in the USSA, and we'll take a couple of stories from Wired. Attorney General Eric Holder secretly granted government ability to develop and store dossiers on innocent Americans. In a secret government agreement granted without approval or debate from lawmakers, the U.S. Attorney General recently gave the National Counterterrorism Center sweeping new powers to store dossiers on U.S. citizens, even if they are not suspected of a crime, according to a news report. Earlier this year, Attorney General Eric Holder granted the center the ability to copy entire government databases holding information on flight records, casino employee lists, the names of Americans hosting foreign exchange students, and other data, and to store it for up to 5 years, even without suspicion that someone in the database has committed a crime. This all according to the Wall Street Journal, who broke the story. Whereas previously, the law prohibited the center from storing data compilations on U.S. citizens unless they were suspected of terrorist activity or were relevant to an ongoing terrorism investigation, the new powers give the center the ability to not only collect and store vast databases of information, but also to trawl through and analyze it for suspicious patterns of behavior in order to uncover activity that could launch an investigation. The changes granted by Holder would also allow databases containing information about U.S. citizens to be shared with foreign governments for their own analysis. A senior White House official told the Wall Street Journal that the new changes were, quote, breathtaking in scope, end quote. But the counterterrorism officials tried to downplay the move by telling the Wall Street Journal that the changes come with strict guidelines about how the data can be used. And it goes on and on, James. They assure us, you know, they're not going to abuse it. So it's all good, right?
It's all good indeed. I must say that I'm a little bit surprised by this story, only because I thought they already had granted themselves these dictatorial powers. I guess I'm just not up on what they haven't officially signed into law yet. But I suppose it's safe to say that no matter what we're talking about, they're going to grant themselves the right if they haven't done so already. I suppose I'm thinking maybe of the British context, where they're allowed to draw your blood and then keep that in a database, regardless of whether or not you actually committed a crime, etc., etc. It's just a worldwide tyranny, so it's not surprising to see this in any way, but I guess the interesting question is to see whether anyone at all in the United States is even going to notice this story, and if they do, if they're going to care. Because I guess if you can pass the Patriot Act and warrantless wiretapping, and you can have the Department of Homeland Security and the TSA and all of these other absolute eviscerations of the Constitution and Bill of Rights, and no one cares, then is one more piece of tyranny going to add to that puzzle? So I ask you, James, as an American citizen yourself, I'm genuinely curious about a real answer to this question. Do you think that there is any further step in this chain of tyranny that they can take that will actually outrage the majority of the population?
It really is going to have to come down to personally affecting people. And that's the thing. People make the weak reasoning and say, well, if you've got nothing to hide, why should you be afraid? It's when they come for you. It's when they come for your son that you know isn't involved in anything and is wrongfully accused. It's the same way, in a way, if I can make this strange analogy, that when an awful disease hits someone's family and that person says, you know what, I find that marijuana really helps me, then that family member is going to go, oh, this is ridiculous that this person, you know, can't use this medicine. It's going to have to hit people at home. So, you know, the sidebar on this article from Threat Level, even just the related articles are all mind-blowing about more autonomous vehicles and DARPA's new robots, you know, responding to voice commands, all our tweets being databased by the Library of Congress, the Benghazi Commission demanding pain rays at embassies. These are all just off the charts, bizarre news stories. So we'll continue and add in a couple relateds. Again, from Threat Level, public buses across the country, quietly adding microphones to record passenger conversations. San Francisco, Baltimore, and other cities, of course, with funding from the Department of Homeland Security, which of course means funding from John Q. Sucker taxpayer. And also from Paul Joseph Watson, Samsung TVs can be hacked to spy on viewers. That would be Samsung's smart TVs. And just as you said, we've really known about all these stories. We've reported on these stories for years. James, I mean, you and I aren't old, but we've been doing this for several years, and we have kind of covered these stories, and we've said these things are coming. They're talking about it, and now they're just rolling it out. And like, yep, the buses everywhere is going to be spying on you at all times, and even your TV at home.
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head. It's when it affects people personally that they suddenly start to care. And I guess you can warn and rant and rave about what's coming, but until it starts to hit people at home, a lot of people just aren't going to give a damn.
James, let's move now to our second story, which I'm actually here on the fly going to flip the news stories on you so we go out with the most imminent one. But our second story, we'll jump to the Asahi Shimbun. It's a Asia and Japan website. And James, you found this story for us. Bill Gates baffled by TV Tokyo show's rumor of world control via vaccination. Microsoft Corporation founder Bill Gates expressed annoyance over a Japanese TV program that spread rumors that he was, quote, conspiring to control the world population, end quote, through his efforts to promote vaccinations. Microsoft Japan asked TV Tokyo Corp for a meeting to explain the thinking behind the November 2nd installment of a show I will not attempt to pronounce for you, saying the company was deeply shocked by the misleading content. It's a variety show, and it discusses details about unfounded rumors and urban legends. On the November 2nd show, the MC entertainer spent about 12 minutes floating such theories as Bill Gates has devised a ghastly program on humanity, and rumors say he is attempting to use vaccines to control the world population. Gates told the Asahi Shimbun he is doing the exact opposite, and the Bill Melinda Gates Foundation has sponsored programs and vaccinated 330 million children and saved 5.5 million lives. But if you really listen to what he says in his writings and other speeches, it's all about population, right?
Yes, it's all about population. It's all about bringing population down. So he's trying to save lives in order to do that. Well, we've talked about that specifically several times, but we haven't talked about the Yarisugi Toshi Dentetsu special Nisen Juninen Aki. Ooh, 8 years of Japanese practice. They're coming through right there. And where they got this baffling idea from. Ooh, where did they get this? This is a bizarre idea to talk about this. It's funny and, of course, quite disturbing at the same time, because it shows once again that the global PR reach of Gates is complete, and I don't think there's anywhere in the world where they could have a TV special about him that they would not hear from Microsoft's local head office. I don't know exactly how that works, but apparently it does. And of course, this is just part of the ongoing debate about what's really happening in various countries regarding their vaccination programs. And in fact, I was just reading recently about Pakistan. And apparently they have canceled a nationwide polio vaccination because people are now attacking and killing vaccination workers. So it's definitely something that's very much in the front and center in a lot of countries around the world. But we don't think about it because, of course, we have our nice, highly automated and sterilized and professional system here in our medical system, in the hospitals. So it's interesting at any rate to see this being brought up on national TV, even if it is immediately refuted by the Gates PR campaign.
So there's one related from Time Magazine. Experts argue to keep thimerosal in some vaccines. The mercury component was removed from most childhood vaccines, but doctors say an international ban would put more youngsters at risk. And this comes from the UN Environment Program about mercury and thimerosal. James, I think you kind of hit the nail on the head yourself there. Because really, that's going to be something I think we're going to see. Of course, here in the States, I'm not sure what it looks like from the outside looking in. Of course, you know, James, with the shooting events here, So not only is gun control going to be on the table, they're going to start rolling out all the mental health screenings. And remember the new Freedom Initiative and all of those things? That's all going to come in Obamacare. So another insane overreach that, again, isn't really going to freak anybody out until it comes knocking on their door. Because ultimately, the food's all garbage, so no one's really all that healthy and moving and grooving. The economy is fake and crumbling, so everybody's, if they have a job at all, they're working their ass off and don't have time to really pay attention to any of this stuff until, like we say, it comes knocking on their door.
And the saddest part of all of this is that people can actually proactively go out and take control of all of that. They can take control of their health, they can take control of their food supply, they can take control of their local economies and create alternative currencies. There are so many solutions to these problems, but they all involve people actually doing something instead of waiting for something to happen to them. And very few people actually want to get off their butts and do anything.
So James, speaking of waiting for something to happen, you know what's coming very soon, and by the time folks are watching this, it'll be that much closer. So we'll look at it from an international perspective, James, and we'll just take it from the Associated Press first and then the Guardian second. China detains 500-plus people for doomsday rumors. Chinese police have detained more than 500 people from a fringe Christian group for spreading rumors. There's more rumors again about the world's impending end. In western China's Qinghai province alone, police arrested more than 400 members from the religious cult group, state-run China Central Television said. Police seized leaflets, videos, books, and other apocalyptic materials in the recent arrests of more than 500 people across eight provinces and regions from the prosperous East Coast to the less developed western China. The detentions come ahead of Friday, December 21st, 2012, a date some say the Mayans prophesized would be the end of the world, and which, of course, was the subject of the apocalyptic movie 2012. Those detained are reported to be members of the group Almighty God, which is also called Eastern Lightning, after a phrase from the Bible's Book of Matthew. Widely regarded as a heretical Christian sect, the group preaches that Jesus has reappeared as a woman in central China. It's been accused of targeting Christians, kidnapping and beating them to force conversions. Chinese society has been in tumult as decades of rapid free market economic growth discredit communist ideology, loosen social controls, and pull hundreds of millions from the countryside to the cities. Into the spiritual void have rushed traditional Buddhist groups and Taoist practices, as well as evangelical Christian churches and other spiritual groups, some with unorthodox and apocalyptic visions. Eastern Lightning first appeared around 20 years ago, and the official Xinhua news agency said that its members had, quote, recently latched on to the Mayan doomsday prophecy to predict that the sun will not shine and electricity will not work for 3 days beginning on Friday, December 21st. James?
3 days? 3 days is supposed to be doomsday now? I don't know. I think we can get by for 3 days as a human race, I would hope. Well, what do you make of this? I think this is, well, I went over this on my radio broadcast last night, so if people want to take a look at that, they can. But basically, my take on this is exactly what we were saying right before we covered this story, is that it's a choice that people make, whether they want to sit there and cower and wait for things to happen and look ahead to prophecies about certain dates, or whether they actually want to do something in this world to make it a better place. And if the world's going to end on Friday, then it's going to end on Friday. And what can you do about it anyway? So I don't really, I truly don't understand the mindset of people who actually sit there and wait for these things or even care about these things. See, I get upset about things that are actually happening that people can actually affect. I don't get upset about vague prophecies of dates that nobody can do anything about. Maybe that means I'm weird. I don't know.
So the other one that we'll add in from The Guardian, Mayan apocalypse mania grips Russia. Officials try to calm fears as Russians buy up emergency supplies before the Mayan calendar runs out on Friday. James, with all the chaos and murder and mayhem raging here in the States, people have speculated, oh, wonder if it's because, you know, everybody thinks the end is coming soon. I've joked with some coworkers and friends that I was like, man, if you really thought the end of the world was coming, I don't know that I'd be out trying to kill people. Wouldn't everybody just be out making love in the street. Like, wouldn't there be way better ways to go out if you thought the end was really coming?
One would think so, but then you're again, like,
you're not touching that. James, I appreciate this so very much. And like I said, this is our next to last episode for 2012. You know, assuming the world doesn't fall apart. And even if, you know, sun and electricity doesn't work for 3 days, we'll still be able to return next week for the final episode of 2012 of New World Next Week, which we will call yet again New World Next Year. And we will look back at some of the stories of 2012 and look ahead to some of the trends and things that we may, I won't say predict, things that we may see coming in the future, James.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. And thank you all out there for your support over this past year as well. So we'll look forward to seeing you next week.
All right. Thanks so much. Take care.